Religious services of Imam. Religious services of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Religious services of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Religious services of Imam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Religious Services of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. In this program, Adibiz and Madani channel, we go over the various services which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, they accompanied and they did throughout their blessed life to serve Islam, to propagate Islam. Alhamdulillah, we discussed that in our program. Before we go to our topic, Ahan, let's listen to a virtue of reciting Durood upon the best of creation, Alihi Salatu Wasalam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that decorate your gatherings by means of sending durood upon me. Indeed, your sending of durood upon me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was such a personality who will do multitasking. It's mentioned that sometimes it also happened that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would perform many tasks at the same time so that more and more people can attain blessings of Islamic knowledge. And in this way, he could also render his noble services to Islamic knowledge. So this was the reason. This was a service to the nation that he'll do multitasks so more and more people can be benefited. Because if he just stuck to one task, then a lot of time would have been wasted, you can say. But Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was multitasking, so the people, their time don't get wasted. So they were multitasking, so more and more people can be benefited and attain Islamic knowledge. The Khalifa of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Muhaddis-e-Azam, Alama Sayyid Muhammad Kachochivi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to distribute the questions amongst all the muftis one by one, and then all of them worked hard throughout the day to find out the answers. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, then between the brief period of Asr and Maghrib, this brief period, listened to all the questions from everyone, and then the fatawa prepared against the questions. All these different jobs used to be dealt at the same time. He rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali used to listen to everyone. The authors also used to show him their books at the same brief period of time. Those who used to ask questions verbally were allowed also to ask anything and share anything. So all of this was happening in a brief period of time, subhanallah. So many voices, different subjects, and only one person paying attention to everyone. Authentication and correction of the answers, approval of authors, and correction of mistakes, satisfactory answers, verbal asked questions, etc. On such occasions, when even well-qualified and experienced Islamic scholars remain silent, after being confused as to why they would hear, and who they should hear, and who they should not. But in the court of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, everyone is heard, everyone is rectified. Even he used to correct the literally mistakes he found. This is why it's written that Faiz-e-Razam jari rahega inshaAllah jari rahega hashr tak jari rahega faiz murshid aapka faiz ka darya darya bahaya ae imam ahmad raza میدان جاری رہے گا انشاء اللہ جاری رہے گا. تو نے باطل کو مٹایا اے امام احمد رضا, تو نے باطل کو مٹایا اے امام احمد رضا. دین کا ڈنکا بجایا اے امام احمد رضا, فیضِ رضا جاری رہے گا انشاء اللہ جاری رہے گا. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وصحبہ وبارک وسلم. My dear viewers and brothers, throughout our episodes we have heard how Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali benefited the Muslim Ummah, and through his different scholarly service of knowledge, through his remarkable and splendid translation of the Holy Quran, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has given such a priceless pearls of Islamic knowledge by which Muslim Ummah is still seeking guidance, and the blessings of Kanzul Iman remain till the world exists. Through the spiritual dedication of dars and teaching, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi satisfied people's thirst of knowledge. Under the students and by the blessings of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, under the patronage and the blessings of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, many prominent scholars appeared with rich Islamic knowledge. Under the patronage and the blessings of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, many khutaba have taken up the positions of khitabat. By the blessings of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, many teachers performed their duties of teaching and eradicated the ignorance through Islamic knowledge. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi resolved many issues and problems of the people related to Islamic knowledge by the large number of fatawa written by him. Especially, he has given the Muslim Ummah a large collection of fatawa, namely Fatawa Razaviyah, consisting of 30 volumes, almost 22,000 pages, 6,847 answers to questions, and 206 booklets. Through the huge collection of books on different topics, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali paved the way for us to seek guidance. Subhanallah, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali rendered his great services in the field of religious poetry as well, which we will discuss now. He wrote a number of remarkable naats in Urdu, Arabic and Persian languages. The matchless naat collection of written by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is known as Hadaik-e-Bakshish. His religious poetry is greatly rich in his purity of language and fluency, and eloquence and art of composition. His poetical diction includes smile, simile, metaphor, personification, alliteration, imagery, multiple rhyming words within a couplet, and much more. And there is one kalam, I think just one, in the book of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, that throughout the entire kalam, the lips, they do not touch. Allahu Akbar. The lips, they do not touch. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the poetry of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, this also you can say one of the religious services of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Let's look at some of the poetry of the blessed Imam. There's a famous kalam, وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھ کو حمتن کرم بنایا, ہمیں بیک مانگنے کو تیرا آستان بتایا, تجھے حمد اے خدایا, تجھے حمد اے خدایا. And my dear viewers, Madani channel, just explaining this, that a lot of individuals came, but no one liked the beloved Ali Salatu Wasalam that came. So a lot of people, they arrived in this world, but no one like our beloved Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam arrived in this world. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created Adam Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam without mother and a father. Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha was created from the ribs of Adam Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Isa Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born without a father. We came, our parents are our wasila. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says about our beloved Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wo kawari paak maryam, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ قَادَمْ, ہے عجب نشان آزم مگر آمینہ کا جایا, وہی سب سے افضل آیا, وہی سب سے افضل آیا. سبحان اللہ. And saying that with the blowing of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam came in the womb of Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now let's ask the individual who blew Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam that how is our beloved alayhi salatu wasalam? And when they were asked, they said, Yahi bole sidra wale, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam, chamane jahan ke thale. There's a narration that I turned, I looked in the west and the east. Yahi bole sidra wale, chamane jahan ke thale, sabhi maine chhan dale, tere paaye ka na paaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya. Subhanallah. We as a Madishan, this is just one kalam. We'll go further. Different kalams, but just this kalam. It says, Are ay khuda ke bando, koi mere dil ko doondo. Now, O people of Allah, find my heart. And whose heart are you talking about, Madibu's Madani channel? Not mine. Not your heart. The heart of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Are ay khuda ke bando, koi mere dil ko doondo. Mere paas tha abhi tho. That it was just with me right now. Mere paas tha abhi tho. Abhi kya hua khudaya? Na koi gaya na aya. That no one came, no one went. It was just here. Where could it have gone? If someone came, then we could have thought that it was taken by that individual. But no one came, no one went. Then where could it have gone? Now, Madhibu is a Madani channel. The heart of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was being searched all over the place. That where could it have gone? And when they was found, they said, Ame ay Raza, tere dil ka pata chala ba mushkil. Oh Raza, we found your blessed heart, but with great difficulty. So where was the blessed heart of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali? Dare roza ke muqabil. Wo hame nazar to aya, in parallel to the blessed green dome, that we saw the blessed heart of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, dare roza ke muqabil, wo hame nazar to aya, par ye na pooch kaisa paya, ye na pooch kaisa paya. Subhanallah, my dear views of Madani channel. Such beauty of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali's kalam, that when you understand the poetry of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi, some ash'ar I believe, yes, are difficult. But once you understand, sit and read and understand the ash'ar of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and then you read the kalams, subhanallah, you feel something very different. And subhanallah, this was Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali and their blessed kalams. We'll move on to another kalam of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Madhivi Yuzu Madani channel. And this kalam, subhanallah, is an amazing kalam. Zarre jarkar teri paizaron ke taj sar bante hain sayyaron ke. Mujrimo, or prisoners, chushme tabassum rakho. Don't get upset, have hope. Why? O Imam, why should we have hope? Phool ban jate hain angaron ke. Aye, aye. Subhanallah, even the sparks, they turn into flowers. Subhanallah, Zawajal. صدق و عدل و کرم و حمت میں چار سو شوہرے ہیں ان چاروں کے. Now Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi says regarding the maqam and the shan of Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala alhu, کہ بحر تسلیم علی میدان میں سر جھکے رہتے ہیں تلواروں کے. So various aspects, my dear views of Madani channel, now we can look at the blessed poetry of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Another famous kalam that I've heard from childhood, and we all have heard from childhood, is pul se utaro raah guzar ko khabar na ho, jibreel par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho. Subhanallah, it's a very nice soothing kalam. Once we understand this, then it, you know, it increases our feeling when we recite in this kalam. That ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, help us across the bridge of Sirat in such a way that even the bridge has no idea. Pul se utaro ke raah guzar ko khabar na ho. Help us cross the bridge of Sirat in such a way that even the bridge of this bridge does not know that we're crossing. Subhanallah. Jibreel par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho. That if Jibreel alayhi salam was to spread his wings, then such a way that the wings have no idea that we're walking across them. Subhanallah. Kaanta mere jigar se ghame rozgar ka, یوں کھینچ لیجئے کہ جگر کو خبر نہ ہو. تو یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, remove the thorn of worldly pains from my soul, from my heart. And look, one thing, for example, if there's a thorn in your skin, and when you pull that thorn off, it will hurt. But what Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala is saying here, that you khench lijiye ke jigar ko khabar na ho. That remove in such a way that my heart, that my soul has no idea that these worldly pains have been removed from my heart. Subhanallah, such in depth Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he goes, فَرِيَادْ أُمَّتِي جو كَرَي حَالِ زَارِ مَنْ مُمْكِن نَهِي كَ خَيْرِ بَشِرْ كَوْ خَبَرْ نَا هُو. That if ummati was to call out at the time of difficulty, فَرِيَادْ جو أُمَّتِي كَرَي حَالِ زَارِ مَنْ, if ummati was to call out at the time of difficulty, مُمْكِن نَهِي كَ خَيْرِ بَشِرْ كَوْ خَبَرْ نَا هُو. It is not possible that the best of creation has no idea. ایسا گمادِ ان کی ولا میں خدا ہمیں ڈونڈا کرے پر اپنی خبر کو خبر نہ ہو. So many اشعار مدی ویوز و مدنی چینل اعلی حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالی علی has written, ان کے سوا رضا کوئی حامی نہیں جہاں گزرا کریں پسر پہ پدر کو خبر نہ ہو. That there is no protection besides him, O رضا, where the father will pass by the son, yet the father will have no idea. Mean the day of judgment. سبحان اللہ, واللہ وہ سن لیں گے فریاد کو پہنچیں گے, ارے اتنا بھی ہو کوئی جو آہ کرے دل سے. سبحان اللہ, مدی بیوز مدنی چینل آل حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالی علی, their poetry is on another level. They wrote کلام which have multiple languages inside. لم یاتی نظیروں کا فی نظرن مثلے تو نہ شد پیدا جانا, جگ راج کو تاج ترے سرسوں ہے تجھ کو شہے دو سرا جانا. البحر علا والموج تغا من بے کس طوفاں ہو شروبا, منجدار میں ہوں بگری ہے ہوا موری نیا پار لگا جانا. So 3-4 languages just in this one. انا فی عتشم و سخاک عتم, اے گیسو پاک اے ابر کرم, بر سنہار رم جم رم جم, دو بوند ادھر بھی گرا جانا. Meaning shower your mercy, lovely blessed with at least 2 drops of your mercy. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers, my dear channel, many ashar Allah has written in his kalam. And at the end he says of this kalam, بس خامہ خامہ نوائے رضا, نہ یہ طرز میری نہ یہ رنگ میرا. Now the poetic word of Raza, Ala Hazrat, are very weak. It is not my style nor my method to compose a kalam, a poem in 4 languages. بس خامِ نوائِ رضا, نہ یہ طرز میری نہ یہ رنگ میرا, ارشادِ حبہ ناطق تھا نہ چار اس راہ پڑا جانا. That my friends ارشاد and احبہ, they requested me to write this kalam in different languages. So this is why I wrote it, subhanallah. And this was not the style of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Madi Views of Madani Channel. But yet even then Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali wrote this kalam in various languages, despite that not being his style. So when you looked at different aspects of the poetry of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, you see a lot of love and devotion to Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. And subhanallah, what can be said in regards to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, that every single kalam, Madibiz Madni channel, every single line, every single word, every single shair, every single stanza is in accordance to Quran and Sunnah. Till date, there has not been any poem of Allah, any shair of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, which contradicts Quran and Hadith. Subhanallah. This is the poetry of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So, therefore, Madibiz Madni channel, this is something that we should take on our board. There are various books that we can learn and study from regarding the poetry of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And even Alhamdulillah, Yo Daawat Islami, Yo Madni channel, Alhamdulillah, they have had programs regarding this in the past of Mawlana Abdul Habib Attari Daawat Barakatum Al Aliyah, named Naghmate Raza. And approximately they covered in most of the kalams in there. And they explained these kalams in detail. What I did was roughly a summary. But Alhamdulillah, Naghmate Raza, they explained each and every single kalam in detail. They read the ash'ar, any difficult words in the shairs. They explained them, what they mean. And then they explained what Allah is trying to say here. Indeed, the actual meaning only the poet knows. But what has been ulama have written regarding these kalams. So this is something we can take on board. Watch these episodes. If you go to Madani channel on YouTube, then you can find the episode of Naghmate Raza, Abdul Habib Bhai's recordings there. And watch them and learn. And inshallah, the next time you will hear that kalam being read in the mahfil that you're in, or you're reading it, inshallah, you have a different feeling and you'll understand it as well, inshallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala enable us to truly, fully follow in the footsteps of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi and act upon what they have taught us. And after acting upon what they have taught us, give us the ability to pass on what we have learned from Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Ameen, Ameen, Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen, Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam.
Religious services of Imam, religious services of Imam, Ahmad Raza Khan. Religious services of Imam, Ahmad Raza Khan. Religious services of Imam.